We do a lot of great opera. The goal is that we'll be able to be more efficient at making great opera.
We have, I think, 5,000 folders.
Ah, the H.
I have a lot personally invested in this. It's going to reflect back on me if it horribly fails.
I'm Doug.
I'm Jessica. We heard what the Seattle Opera was up against.
Now that they have chosen to implement SharePoint as their solution, they need to institute this cultural change.
So what can we do for them? We have 5 courses to explain SharePoint document libraries. They cover everything from storing a file in a central location so it's easy to find, to showing you how to check out a file, work on it, and check it back in when you're done. There are also some great courses on calendars. We have web versions and PowerPoint versions that can be used for stand-up training.
It can be really intimidating to adopt a new technology. Nothing is going to make that transition easier for the Opera's folks than videos. We have short videos all over office.com. They can help people understand a new concept in less than a minute.
A great way to package all of this content is via the Productivity Hub, a SharePoint site that their IT department can download and customize with the content that's right for them. And the best part about it is that it's free. Rika, Lori, we talked to you 3 months ago, and you were working on bringing SharePoint to the Opera. You were also in the middle of your biggest production of the year, The Ring. How are things going now?
We've just now had another meeting and re-engaged the executives, and we have their buy-in and approval, and we're moving forward.
What's next?
User training to get our executives up to speed on what SharePoint really is, and then to get the users trained on what SharePoint's capable of and what they can do with it.
We heard a lot of your needs about educating your organization, so we came up with 3 different possible ways that we could actually go in there and help you out.
We mapped a lot of the things that you need to content resources that we already have available. We've organized them into a spreadsheet for you, and they include things like training courses, specifically in the areas of doc management and calendaring, which you said were high pri for you. We've also got tons of great video content, especially things that give people a conceptual overview of SharePoint and what it can do. Also, a lot of this stuff is available in PowerPoint format.
What are some ways you think you can just get started?
Well, we'll get it installed, the Productivity Hub, get that installed, get some training going there, and then we'll do a test. We'll take a user who's not familiar with SharePoint and have them find something on the H drive or attempt to find something on the H drive, and then in turn have them find the same object or similar object in a SharePoint site and just see how that works out.
So then if that works, you've got something that you can show to your executives and get more buy-in.
Exactly.
Awesome.
The folks at the Seattle Opera are really excited about the ideas that we've got for them.
They need to put them in place and try them out for a while.
So in the next episode, we'll check back in with the Opera and see how they're doing with SharePoint.